Good afternoon.
各位下午好。
Last month, we looked at the biblical responsibilities of husbands and wives.
上个月的时候，你们如果还记得 David 牧师讲到的话，他是关于妻子跟丈夫的关系。
These were part of the of what the Bible teaches about our social responsibilities.
这些都是我们在社会上的一些责任。
The Bible emphasizes three important sets of relationships between individuals.
在圣经上，他强调了三个重要的，就是人与人之间的关系。
Husbands and wives form the first set.
夫妻之间是第一个关系。
The second set concerns parents and children.
第二关系就是说是父母与子女之间的关系。
As I mentioned last time, the gospel concerns more than our forgiveness.
就像上次 David 牧师提到的，这圣经其实是不光在于赎罪。
Sin separates man from God.
是罪把我们跟神隔离了。
The penalty of sin is death.
当然了，罪的工价乃是死。
Jesus died in our place and thereby paid the penalty of sin.
耶稣为我们死了，所以呢，他已经给我们付了赎罪价，付了赎罪。
When we accept that as a gift from God, God gives us new life.
当我们接受从神给我们的礼物的时候呢？我们也就是我们从神那里得到我们新的生命。
It includes forgiveness.
这生命新生命包括我们的赎罪。
But it's much more.
但是呢，不光是这些。
We become new creations.
我们成为新人。
We can now relate to one another in the manner which God wants.
成为新人以后呢，我们可以跟人与人之间重新建立起得到神所喜悦的关系。
The principles for our relationships are not simply rules to be followed.
其实对我们之间关系不仅仅是这种原则，我们应该去遵从的。
God created marriage.
神创造了婚姻。
Biblical principles for marriage are related to the very nature of marriage.
圣经上对婚姻的原则其实是从婚姻的本性出发的。
It functions best when God's principles are followed.
当然了，如果说我们能遵守神的原则的话，这样的婚姻的关系会表现得最好。
The same is true for the parent-child relationship.
同样的，也适用于父母跟子女之间的关系。
God planned for man and woman to marry and have children.
神计划的就是男的跟女的要结婚，然后呢还要生子。
His instructions for parents and children arise out of the nature of the relationship which he created.
神对父母与子女关系的这种牧师也是出于神对婚姻关系所建立在原则之上的。
This means that there is also a spiritual dimension to this relationship.
也就是说，在婚姻关系里面，我们还有一层属灵上的要求。
The relationship of parent to child is so important.It was the standard by which Jesus measured commitment to him.
父母跟子女的关系，这个关系是非常非常重要的。所以说呢，这也是耶稣用它来衡量，信徒们属灵的光景。
Matthew 10:37 says, "Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me."
在马太福音10:37经文中这样写道：爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
Paul wrote a list of sins in Romans 1.
在罗马书中，保罗列出了很多我们的罪状。
He starts the list.By saying that man rejected the knowledge of God.
在保罗罪章当罪所有的罪中第一条就是人故意不认识神。
God therefore gave them over to a depraved mind.
所以说神就任凭他们存邪僻的心。
People have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed and depravity.
保罗罗马书一章二十八、二十九经文这样写道：人就装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒。
That's verses 28 and 29.
就是保罗书中二十八到二十九节。
At the end of the list, he writes that those who do such things deserve death.
在最后呢，保罗也写到，行这样事的人是当死的。
And do you know what is included in the list?
你们还知道保罗还提到哪些罪状吗？
Disobedience to parents.
那就是不尊重父母。
Paul told Timothy that there will be terrible times in the last days.
保罗曾经跟提摩太说过，为世必有危险的日子来到。
It's 2 Timothy 3:1.
是提摩太后书三章一节。
One mark of those terrible times is that people will be lovers of themselves and disobedient to their parents.
所谓这种危险日子，就是指人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，违背父母。
It's 2 Timothy 3:2.
在提摩太后书三章二节，
Parents will love themselves and not their children.
就是说，父母只顾自己，不顾自己的子女。
Children will not obey their parents.
同样的，子女也不会听父母的话。
Most people know the significance of the parent-child relationship practically.
我们所有的人都知道，父女跟母子父子跟子女的关系是非常重要的。
They have experienced it personally or observed it.
我们不光是从切生活中体会到它，而且呢，我们也从其他的父母中可以观察到它。
Some have suffered under difficult parents.
有的子女在严厉的父母的管教下会受苦。
Others suffer from difficult children.
有的父母也因为有不出息的子女而感到悲伤。
Most face the challenge of knowing how to relate best to parents.
很多子女呢，他们也会遇到这样挑战，就是说怎样跟他的父母建立很好的关系。
Many face or have faced the challenge of raising children.
很多父母来说，他们也有这样的问题，就是说怎样如何把自己的孩子很健康的抚养长大。
Much has been written in both Christian and secular literature.
我们可以其实在所有的圣经或者一些社会的书籍中找到很多关于这方面的描写。
It's not surprising that there is not always agreement.
当然了，所以不同的文章中对这方面的要求描写会不一样。
In light of all that has been written, it may be surprising that Paul speaks to the subject in just 2 verses in Colossians.
也许是我们可以从很多地方找到这方面的文章，所以说保罗呢？他只在哥罗西书中用两节经文谈到这个主题。
In Ephesians, he allows himself 4 verses.
在以弗所中，保罗只用了四节经文。
But 2 of those are a quote from the Old Testament.
当然，四节中的两节经文也是从旧约来的。
What he says must speak to the core of the issue.
但是呢，保罗所说的是非常关键的地方。
His words give the essentials for this important relationship.
保罗的经文阐述了这一关系的精髓。
Paul addresses the responsibility of children in Colossians 3:20, using a broad term for children, which emphasizes relationship rather than age.
保罗在哥罗西书三章二十节中对孩子的要求做出了描述，就是说你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的，强调了关系，而不是这个孩子的年龄多大。
This is not limited to young children, but can apply to all ages.
保罗所对孩子提出的这个责任，不光局限于年轻的孩子，因为他这个责任也适合用所有的孩子。
It is true that marriage does bring a change of status.
确实这样，一旦一个人结婚以后呢，会对你的生活发生变化。
When someone marries, their focus of responsibility changes.
一旦一个人结婚以后呢，他们的重点乃是他们责任也会发生变化。
The man is to leave father and mother and cleave to his wife.
作为丈夫来说，他应该离开他的父母，跟他的太太生活在一起。
The wife is to submit to her husband.
作为太太来说，她应该顺服她的丈夫。
But there is a continuing responsibility to parents, which we shall see.
当然了，在这里面有我们有他们对他们来说，对父母来说有永无止境的责任。
The primary responsibility of children who are at home and dependent upon their parents is to obey.
对于所有在生活在家的孩子来说，他们最重要的责任就是要听从他的父母。
Paul adds in Colossians that they are to obey their parents in everything.
保罗在哥罗西书，写到他们这样子，他应该顺从他们父母，任何事情都要在顺从父母。
Obedience, though unpopular, is quite simple to understand.
顺服这个字非常不受大家欢迎，但是呢，也很容易大家去理解。
The child is to do what the parent says.
就是说，对孩子来说，就是去做父母叫他做的事情。
The child is to do it when the parent wishes it.
就是说，在父母叫他做的时候呢，小孩子就去做他的事情。
They should obey without delay.
孩子们不应有任何犹豫。
Parents should not need to repeat themselves.
做父母来说，对孩子说也不应要反复强调。
We do not do children any favor by regularly allowing multiple chances to obey.
如果说父母在没有在子女面前树立威信，叫子女顺服，这其实对孩子是非常不好的。
It teaches them that obedience is not important.
反而他给孩子们一个很错误的信息，就是说顺服是不重要的。
It teaches them that it is not necessary to pay close attention when they are being told something.
也就是在告诉子女，子女们说，对，当他们在，不要，就是说不要关注父母跟他所说的话。
This can become a habit.
久而久之呢，这会成为一个坏习惯。
It's a bad habit.
会是一个坏的习惯。
It will hurt them in school and in any future job.
不管将来在学习中还是在工作上，对他们都有坏处。
Teachers often struggle getting students to pay attention to instructions.
上课的时候呢，老师们也会很有麻烦教，也会麻烦教。让孩子们来听刚才老师说的话。
Children have learned at home not to pay attention.
为什么？因为孩子在家里学会了不要专心注意。
Employers expect employees to pay attention.
同样的，你在公司上班的时候，你老板也希望你能注意，集中注意力。
What would you expect to happen if a boss had to keep asking an employee to do something?
如果说你的老板经常问你要问很多次去做一样事情，你觉得解决会怎样子？
But there's an even more serious mistake which we would teach.
但是呢，如果我们这样做的话，其实我们在有一个更加重要的危害性。
We are teaching them something wrong about God.
其实我们跟孩子所这样的教育，造成后果就是说，我们在他们从学到的乃是。对神的理解是错误的。
They need to know that God is serious about what He says in His Word.
对孩子们来说，他们应该知道神是非常严肃的。
We should listen to what He says.
我们应该子女来，我们作为孩子来说，我们应该非常认真的听神所说的。
We should pay attention and do it.
我们应该非常专心注意的听神话语，然后呢去做。
Now the primary responsibility of all children, regardless of age, is to honor their parents.
对所有子女来说，不管是年纪有多大，他最重要的责任就是说要荣耀他们的父母。
We can conclude that honor and respect are due to parents regardless of age, because of Paul's instructions to Timothy.
就像保罗跟提摩太所说的，我们可以得出这样结论：荣耀跟尊敬父母适合于所有的孩子。
He told Timothy not to rebuke an older man, but to exhort him as a father.
保罗告诉提摩太说，不可严责老人，只要劝他如同父亲。
This indicates that the attitude of respect should continue into adulthood.
这就显示了，就是说对孩子来说，不管是你将来长大也好，一定要有这种尊重他人的心。
A respectful manner of speech to a father is assumed.
就是说在跟你父亲讲话的时候一定用尊重的口气。
It is used as an example and a standard on how to treat all older men.
在这保罗通过这个例子来证明应该如何对待年长的人。
This is also true in the Proverbs.
同样的，在箴言里面也有这样的记载。
Solomon gave instructions largely to young adult men.
在箴言中，所罗门所给出的指示都是指给一些成年人。
He frequently commands them to listen to their parents.
所罗门要求所有的年轻的长大前程，所罗门在这要求所有的年轻人去听他们的父母。
One such command is in Proverbs 6, verses 20 and 21.
在箴言六章二十到二十一节中。
My son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your heart forever. Fasten them around your neck.
所罗门这样说道，我要遵守你父母的诫命，不可离开你父母的法则，要常记在你心上，挂在你项上。
This also obligates us as parents to give sound wisdom.
同样的，它就对我们父母来说，当我们在教育子女的时候，要给他们一个非常正确的智慧。
We need to give wise biblical counsel to our children.
也就是说，我们要有给孩子有智慧的、有圣经上符合圣经的教导给孩子。
To honor or respect one's parents concerns both what a child does and how a child obeys.
对于我们尊敬父母来说，其实对我们父母来说也关注的，就是说孩子做了什么，孩子是怎样去顺服的。
The child's attitude will be one of respect.
小孩的一个态度也是我们他们尊重父母的一个方面。
The attitude often displays the heart.
其实一个人态度是来自内心的。
The heart is much more important than mere superficial behavior.
一个人内心的感受比这个表面上的行为只是更重要。
A child may obey to avoid punishment.
有的时候小孩子为了顺服，纯粹就是为了逃避惩罚。
A child should obey because he or she wants to do what is right.
一个小孩应该顺服，应该真正的原因应该是他需要，他想要去这样去做。
In many cultures, the eyes will show respect or disrespect.
在很多文化当中，一个人眼神可以表现出你是在尊重他人还是在藐视他人。
In this Western culture, rolling the eyes upward usually shows disrespect.
在西方的文化当中，如果一个人翻白眼的话，我想同样适合中方的文化，也就是说你不尊重一个人。
Would they know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. it's a nonverbal way in which the child is saying that the parent is stupid, even if the child outwardly obeys.
如果说小孩子在翻白眼的时候呢，就是说，其实小孩子在说，你父母是非常愚蠢的，即使他表现或者他表现行为是在顺服。
You as a parent are not helping your child by allowing them to do that.
当然，我们作为父母来说，我们不应该让我们子女会有这样的行为。
When our oldest son, who's now 31, was small, perhaps 4 years old, he had started doing this.
这时候 David 还讲，他说他一个大儿子，他已经现在三十岁了。当他还小的时候，在四岁的时候呢，他也开始做一些这种翻白眼的行为。
Our mission supervisor, who was also a good friend, talked with us about it.
但是在David 他一个好朋友，也是教会同工，他就跟 David 说起这个事情。
He showed me a verse from Proverbs.
然后呢，这个同工呢，从箴言里面找出来一句经文。
I've not forgotten it.
到现在 David 还很牢记住这句经文。
And I use it frequently.
他也经常使用它。
It's Proverbs 30, verse 17.
是箴言书三章十七节。
The eye that mocks a father, that scorns obedience to a mother, will be pecked out by the ravens of the valley, will be eaten by the vultures.
是经文是这样写的：嬉笑父亲，藐视而不听从母亲的，他的眼睛必为谷中的乌鸦啄出来，为鹰雏所吃。
Do not allow your child to mock you or scorn you with their eyes.
就是说作为父母我们千万不能让我们的孩子用他们的眼神来藐视我们。
Do not allow it even if they otherwise obey.
我们从来不应该让这样的事情发生，尽管有的时候他还是可能表现出胜负。
If you allow it, God will discipline them later.
如果说你允许你的孩子是这样做的话，因为将来神会管教他的。
They will reap the wrong they have sown.
将来孩子们会因为他们所做的这一切会得到管教。
There are many ways in which a child can show honor or respect.
其实有很多对孩子来说有很多方式他们可以表现他们对父母的尊敬。
It's our responsibility as parents to teach them.
当然这也是父母的责任来教他们怎样如何尊敬他人。
I would offer you a few examples.
在这 David 牧师举一些例子。
How we address one another shows respect.
怎样我们尊父怎样我们尊呼他人也可以表明你是在尊敬他人。
We would not say, hey you, to our boss.
当然我们一般跟我们老板不会说 hey, 你好。
We generally would not call the president of a company by his or her first name.
通常我们不会叫称呼一个公司的老板用他名字直呼其名。
So should children respectfully address their parents and elders.
所以说对孩子来说他们也应该学会怎样来称呼他们的父母来显示尊敬。
We show respect by not interrupting when someone is talking.
当我们当我们不去打断他人讲话也是为了表现我们对他人尊敬。
Children need to learn this and need to see it practiced in us.
我们的子女应该从中学习。也应该从中锻炼，不要来锻炼来尊敬他人。
We show respect by listening attentively.
我们也可以通过用心的聆听来尊敬他人。
Children who have iPods or similar MP3 players should learn to take the earbuds out when they are with people.
当孩子们在跟其他人说话的时候呢，为了要他们，如果他们带着什么 iPod， 他们应该把他们 iPod 取下来，然后再跟他人说话。
Have them put their phones away.
然后呢，把他们的手机也收起来。
Some families have the dinner table as a phone-free zone.
在不同家庭，有的家庭呢，把他们这个吃饭的地方是定为这个手机的禁区。
If it is proper in your culture to look at a person when speaking, then teach your child to do so as well.
因为在我们的文化当中也是。这样子的，如果说你要跟他人说话的话，你应该注视着对方。这也是一点，我们应该教孩子教育他们，当他跟他人说话的时候，又应该注视他人。
Our manners at the table, that is when eating, can show respect or disrespect.
当我们在桌上吃饭的时候，也可以表明你是在尊敬还是没有尊敬他人。
We respect another person by allowing them to go first.
当我们尊敬他人的时候呢，我们总是叫他人先吃。
We respect others by not taking seconds or large first portions until others have been served.
当我们尊敬客人的时候呢，我们先是让客人拿最好的一部分菜。
We should eat in a manner that is pleasant for others to observe.
我们应该通过我们这个吃的方式来表现对他人的尊敬。
These are all things that children must be taught.
所以这些行为怎样吃饭，我们都应该教我们孩子怎样去做。
Of course, a parent can offer the first choice of food to a child, but children should not assume that they get to go first.
当然了，我们不是的，我们老是第一次给孩子给他们把孩子放在第一位，给他们第一个夹菜。但是呢，不要让我们孩子操持。误解就是说，他们应该经常也是第一个去夹菜的。
It's important that children learn to obey and honor their parents.
对孩子来说是非常重要，他们应该学会尊重和尊敬他们的父母。
Paul gives two or three reasons to comply with this command to obey and honor one's parents.
同时呢，保罗也给我们列举两到三个理由，关于怎样，孩子应该要顺服、尊敬他们的父母。
In Colossians, he says that this pleases the Lord.
在哥鲁西书，保罗说到，这是 主所喜悦的。
If the child is a believer, then he or she should want to please the Lord.
如果这个孩子是基督徒的话，所以说他应该要去让神喜悦。
This then is a way in which they can please God.
如果他们这样做的话，他就可以荣耀神。
They should know that they displease the Lord when they don't obey and respect their parents.
当然，他们也应该知道，如果说他们不尊敬父母、藐视父母的话，他们也就是让神不喜悦。
Even if a child is not yet a believer, we should want them to act in ways that are pleasing to the Lord.
尽管有的时候孩子还不是信徒，还不是基督徒，但是呢，我们也应该教育孩子们也这样去做，这样的话也可以荣耀神。
We train them in obedience in order to please the Lord.
我们不断教育他们，训练他们，让他们来荣耀神。
In Ephesians, Paul says that obeying one's parents is right.
在以弗所书中，保罗写道：“要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。”
It is important that a child obeys because this is the right thing to do.
所以说，对孩子来说，这是非常重要，去顺服，因为这是理所当然，这是理所当然的事情。
As parents, we often want our children to do things because those things are helpful to us or we like it.
当然了，作为父母的，我们都是要我们孩子去做一些事情，因为这些事情是。对父母来说是好的，或者对孩子来说也有帮助的。
We should be teaching obedience in general because obedience is right.
不管在任何情况下，我们都应该教育我们孩子要顺服，因为这个顺服也是理所当然的。
Also quotes the Old Testament to establish that it is to the child's own benefit to obey.
保罗呢也借用旧约的经文来证实、来证明，因为对。顺服对孩子也是好的事情。
It is the first commandment with promise, that is, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
其实这也是第一条带应许的诫命，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。
Disobedience will catch up to children sooner or later.
当然了，在孩子在成长过程当中，他们有时会变得不顺服。
It will not go well with them, and they will not enjoy long life.
一旦这孩子学会了不顺服的话，其实对孩子是非常不好的。他们也不会在这世上的长寿生活。
God guarantees His promises and His warnings.
神对他许诺和警告是认真的。
He will assure that the blessings come true and the bad things.
神会带来祝福，同样也是刑罚。
What children sow, they will reap.
子女们对他们所做的是要负责任的。
Don't think that God can be mocked.
在这，我们千万不要认为神是可以被取笑的。
We are doing good for our children when we teach them to obey.
当我们教我们子女学会顺服的时候，其实我们是在给孩子做好的事情。
Of course, as parents, we do not always make it easy for children.
当然，作为我们父母来说，我们也不要对孩子太好。
God gives parents instructions about their job.
在圣经当中，神具体的给父母列举了很多这样的指导。
In both Colossians and Ephesians, Paul continues with the parental responsibility.
在哥罗西书和以弗所书，保罗继续他关于父母的责任。
First, note that responsibility ultimately rests in the hands of the fathers.
第一点就是说。在家里，这个责任是属于在父亲的手中。
The specific term for father is used, and not parent or father and mother.
在这是非常具体的一个，是非常具体，是父亲，而不是父亲跟母亲。
This is especially significant in light of the immediately previous use of parents and father and mother.
所以说，在这保罗所用的父亲是非常有意义。
God created Eve as a helper fit for Adam.
神创造了夏娃，其实夏娃是助手，这个助手可以帮助亚当的。
Wives were given to be helpers.
妻子只是个助手。
The man has the responsibility.
最后，丈夫有这个责任。
Fathers can delegate tasks, but they cannot transfer the responsibility to another.
父亲们可以委托他人来履行这样的义务，但是呢，他不能推卸责任。
If the job does not get done, or does not get done well, the fathers carry the responsibility.
如果说自己孩子没教育好或者教育不是很好，最后是父亲有这样的责任。
Couples often talk of sharing responsibility in the home.
在家里面，丈夫跟妻子也经常会讨论，我们一块，分享这样的责任。
The terminology can be misleading.
其实这样提法是错误的。
We can share jobs, and we consider each responsible to get his or her job done.
我们可以分享工作，或者我们可以考虑，每个人对不同的工作负责任。
But the ultimate responsibility before God rests upon the husband and father.
但是不要忘，最终在神面前，最终责任乃是在父亲，在丈夫的手上。
In child raising, the primary responsibility is to bring up the children in the training and instruction of the Lord.
在抚养孩子的过程当中，对父母来说，最重要的责任乃是把孩子在神的教导中长大。
We find this command in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4.
我们可以在以弗所书中6章4节中这样。
I believe that the sense is what we find in Deuteronomy 6.
同样的，也可以在生命记六章中找到同样的经文。
Fathers are to see that God's word becomes written on the hearts of their children.
父亲应该做到让神的话语铭刻在子女的心上。
We do that by living according to that word and speaking about it throughout the day and week.
我们只有通过不停地读神的话语和让神荣耀的行为，才能达到这个目的。
Now, as with the wives, there is an implied exception to obedience here.
作为妻子，这里暗示的更深一层意思，那就是不仅仅是顺服。
Our obedience is always first to the Lord Jesus.
我们顺服其实最重要的是顺服给耶稣。
When there is a conflict, we obey God rather than people.
每当这里面有冲突的时候，我们顺服的不是人，而是神。
Children as well, if there is a clear command in the scriptures, should follow God's word.
对孩子来说，同样道理。如果说他们在经文中看到一个明确的一个诫命，他们应该这样的话，他们应该听神的话。
This, however, also serves to emphasize the importance of God's word in raising children.
这也强调了神在教育子女时的重要性。
God's word should be affecting our lives, how we live, and in this case, how we parent.
神的教导应该影响我们的生活，也应该指导我们关于教育子女。
God's word also gives us our priorities in parenting.
神的言语也是给我们，也是我们教育子女的一个重要点，重要性。
It gives us the content of what we wish to communicate.
这个神圣经上的话语，神的话语也给我们提供了教育子女的一些内容，一些。
Explain your actions to your children on the basis of God's word.
就是说，我们应该以圣经为基础来解释父母的行为。
Explain what you require of your children on the basis of God's word.
我们也应该以圣经为基础来解释，父母对子女的要求。
This is also a good check for us as parents to be sure that what we ask of our children is not merely for our own comfort.
其实对父母来讲，这也是个非常重要的一个比较。这样的话，可以让我们父母确保我们所要求对子女所提的要求是，而不是自私的。
Paul gives a cautionary warning.
在这保罗提出了一些提示性的警告。
In Colossians, it's his only command to fathers.
在哥罗西说，他只是给父亲一个唯一的诫命。
Do not embitter your children or exasperate your children.
那就是不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失去了自己。
In Colossians, the word has the idea of causing someone to react in a way that suggests acceptance of a challenge.
在哥罗西书这个经文中，他这样的经文是要暗示人应该勇于接受这样的挑战。
The word in Ephesians carries the idea of making angry or resentful.
在以弗所书中的经文则侧重于让人要生气。
There are various ways in which a father can avoid making his children bitter or resentful.
当然，对父亲来说，我们也可以做很多很多各种，可以采取各种方式来避免不要让儿女生气。
Do not show favoritism to one child over another.
第一点，比如说，我们不应该偏袒一个孩子。
A parent who favors one child over another does not reward or criticize fairly.
如果一个父母，如果父母老是偏袒一个子女孩子的话，他们这样的话就不会，公平的惩罚或者奖赏他的孩所有的孩子。
A child can sense that and become bitter.
如果说不必偏袒孩子呢，他就会感觉到，他就会感到非常痛苦。
That child may feel that he or she can never do enough to please.
这个不被孩子不被父母喜欢的孩子呢，他会感觉到他永远不会做得更好，不会让父母开心。
Do not demand more than is appropriate for the age or ability of a child.
第二点就是说，做父母总要，不要老是指望自己的孩子在，这个年纪一定能做到这个事情。
Children are different from one another.
其实每个孩子都是不一样的。
They develop over time.
他们在不断在成长，在发育。
Do not expect every child to be able to do the same thing at the same age.
我们做父母不要，老是指望，每一个孩子在同样年龄、同样的阶段能做一样的事情。
If you do, it is likely that some children will become bitter.
如果你有这样期望的话，这样的话不可避免有些你的孩子会感到不幸福。
Be consistent in what you say and do not change the rules at home continually.
第三点就是说，做父亲的要言行一致，要原在家里要有原则性。
For example, if you let your child today play with his or her phone at the meal table, you have set a rule.
比如说今天。你让你的孩子在餐桌上玩你的手机，其实今天你已经在重新设立一个新的准则。
In the child's mind, it's okay to do so.
对，因为对孩子来说，就是说你孩子完全可以这样做。
Don't get angry tomorrow when the child does so again.
到第二天，如果你的孩子还是这样做的话，你也不要感到愤怒。
If the rules keep changing, the child will not know what pleases or displeases the parent.
如果父母们老是在制定每天在更换新的原则、新的规矩，这样的话，孩子们他们都迷惑了，不知道该如何取悦或者顺服他们的父母。
The child will become bitter or resentful.
到最后呢，孩子们会感到非常痛苦。
Do not wrongly blame a child.
第四一点就是对父母来说，不要错误的责怪一个孩子。
It says in Proverbs 18 verse 13.He who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame.
在箴言书十八章十三节中这样写道：未曾听完先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
Proverbs 18:17 says, "The first to present his case seems right, till another comes forward and questions him."
在箴言十八章十七节中这样写道：先诉前有的似乎有理，但邻居来到就查出实情。
Make sure you have a full, accurate story before you blame your child for something.
在你责怪你孩子的时候，你应该确保你对所有的来龙去脉都非常清楚。
Be appropriate in your responses.
第五点，对我们来说，我们应该有合适的回应。
A child may do childish things like spilling their drink at the table.
有些时候，孩子会做一些非常好奇的事情的。比如说在桌子上把一个饮料打翻了。
Don't explode at that.
做父母的我们不应该发怒。
Treat it with a response appropriate to its importance.
因为对我们来这是一个很小的事情，难免发生。
If your child steals from a store and then lies about it, that requires a more serious response.
如果说你的孩子从店里面偷了一样东西，而且呢还在撒谎，如果是这样的话。我们应该做父母应该做出非常严肃的回应。
Paul's command in these verses does not mean you should never do anything that makes your child mad or upset.
保罗在这些经文中所提到要求，不是意味着父亲一定不要让子女们做不开心的事情。
They will get angry merely because they are sinners.
因为孩子就像我们一样都是罪人，所以说他们确实会感到愤怒。
But we should avoid practices which wrongly provoke or irritate.
但是我们应该做的就是我们应该要避免一些不正确的做法，以至于让他们让孩子们生气。
We are not raising children for our convenience.
我们把孩子抚养长大不是为了我们。
They are a gift from the Lord.
子女是神的礼物。
We are stewards of this gift.
我们只是这个孩子的监护者。
As Christians, we are raising them for God's glory.
对于基督徒来说，我们把孩子养大乃是要荣耀神。
There are also spiritual lessons being taught as we raise our children.
当然，在我们在抚养孩子的过程当中，我们应该给他们一些属灵上的教育。
The way we as fathers act will influence a child's perception of what it means to have God as their father.
父亲的一举一动，父亲的一举一动都会影响子女们对神作为他们父亲的看法。
How we discipline or fail to discipline will give a child ideas about God's discipline.
如果说我们是如何来遵守诫命，或者又是如何来不遵守诫命，其实这些都会影响教育子女们什么是神的诫命。
We need to be sure that we are presenting a correct picture.
我们应该确保我们所做的都是正确的事情。
Raising children is an act of faith.
抚养孩子其实也是一个信仰的问题。
We do not know how it will turn out until it is done.
因为我们不知道将来我们的孩子会长大会什么样子。
We must trust God and His instructions on child raising.
所以说我们应该要 相信神，相信神给我们提出关于怎样如何教育养育孩子的教导。
We follow what the Bible says because we believe that it's right.
我们应该听圣经上所说的，因为我们相信这是正确的。
When we act in faith, we please God and He blesses us.
每当我们行道的时候，我们就会让神喜悦，神也会祝福我们。
May God bless each father and mother as they strive to trust Him in raising their children.
让神保守我们所有在座的每一个父亲和母亲，因为正当我们在抚养孩子的过程当中，也同样相信神。
Amen.
Amen.